on Robert's Windog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. Well, I'm still kind of waiting for Clay Fenema. He ended up with a patient that he had to talk to, so he's kind of delayed at the moment.
He's like an eye doctor, right?
Yes, an optician, I do believe. Or maybe not quite an optician, but I know he does work with people's eyes and glasses.
He fits their glass frames.
He fits their glass frames, yeah. Yeah, okay. So he works in an optician's office. There you go. It probably makes more sense. So, well, you know what? I wanted to ask you about, did you have a chance to hear last week's show?
Yeah, I was on last week's show.
Well, yeah, you were on last week's show, but I put in the 100 things that I hate, that T-Rex's 100 things I hate about the show.
Yeah, he left a voicemail for you or something.
That's right, he left a voicemail, and you know, and I can only cut a few of those out, so I couldn't have it go, because the thing went on for about 25 minutes on all 100 things he hated about the show.
Yeah, he's fired up.
He was, so, you know, that's pretty good. I'm trying to get him to see if he has any kind of a sense of humor, and maybe he'll do some kind of a Christmas song or something for our Christmas show, because I kind of want to really go out of this year with a bang, because it's been 2020 has been a tough year, and to be able to get through it and looking into 2021 straight in the teeth, knowing that we can continue what we're doing, which I'm not totally sure about yet, but that we're doing it, I'm ready.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you wouldn't do a song with T-Rex if I couldn't get him here? I think that the three of us doing a song.
You're going to invite him in the studio, or he's going to be over the phone?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm T-Rex. I highly doubt if he knows how to take care of the technology of recording a track and sending it to us.
Wait, no, I thought you could do it over the phone.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I guess that would be. I've never tried doing a song over the phone.
Do you have, like, all of his calls to you recorded?
I'm sure they're all. We put them all on the podcast.
Yeah, because we could probably chop them up and stuff, and then, you know how they do that with the politicians and stuff?
Yeah.
They get them to sing songs and stuff like that, yeah. So we could probably chop up words and stuff.
We might be able to do that, or maybe we just come up with, like, a best of T-Rex, and we... You know, we do a segment or two talking about his segments and what
he
was led up to.
He hasn't bothered you, like, not at all hardly this year.
Yeah, not at all. I haven't heard nothing in the longest time. Yeah, he must have heard there was a 100th episode, and he's not happy about that. But you know what? That's okay with me, because I actually thought that his thing that he sent me was pretty funny. It was pretty funny. It made me chuckle.
Yeah, well, that's good that you can take the criticism and stuff and just laugh it off.
That's for sure. Well, I guess.
There's no such thing as bad publicity, they say.
Well, yeah, that's what they say. But it's not the easiest thing to take any criticism. You know that when someone says they don't like your show, and it doesn't really make you feel good, does it?
Well, no, but after
74 laps, you've got that thick skin?
Yeah, you know, it just, you bounce right back, because... Yeah. You know, people are either wind in your sails or anchors on your tails.
Yeah. So speaking of that, I was on lap 73.
Yeah, folks, we had Rob Dog on the Racing Mason Dixon Facebook show. It's on every single night on the Racing Mason Dixon Facebook page. And we're on at like live at 10 o'clock. And we had Rob Dog on celebrating his 100th show here on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
I wasn't necessarily throwing it to you for a promo, but that was pretty good. I liked it. You were ready.
Hey, when you give me underhand serves like that, you got to take them.
You better take it. Well, yeah, I had a great time on your show, and I got to show off my new lighted hoodie from Little Oscars with a really sweet Dale Robbie Band logo on the back.
Yeah, folks, this thing lights up. Too bad you're on radio, but if you go to his Facebook page, you might be able to see it and stuff.
Yeah, probably your Facebook page.
Okay, well, yeah, go to Mason Dixon, and it's got my picture there, and there's what lap were you on?
73, I do believe.
Lap 73, and you can see Rob Dog's interview, because I interviewed him about his radio show. I interviewed him about Moondog Productions, his video production company. I interviewed him about the Dale Robbie Band, and then he broke out all the merchandise and stuff.
Yeah.
And
I've got a bunch of hoodies from Little Oscars.
Lit up sweatshirt.
Yeah, t-shirts and hats and all that stuff. And no, they made a special one for me, which was a lighted one. It was supposed to be kind of like for raves, but I'll never go to a rave.
Maybe you'll be like the star of the rave or something like that.
Yeah, I doubt that. But if you're ever walking outside in the dark, it certainly lights up and is pretty cool. So, you know, she made that for me, and, you know, and I did a whole bunch of other ones. So, no, it was really good being on your show, and I certainly appreciate the red carpet, even though it was on Zoom or
It ain't Zoom. It's on Facebook Live. I got this special software. It's all makes it all look all professional and stuff. You know, because you spent like, what, 7-8 years going through college learning how to do that stuff. I learned it all like in a couple weeks.
Seven, eight years. And yeah, okay. So you're a couple weeks of playing with software on online with Facebook Live. You're up to the same power with me at 30 years.
Hey, people can't tell the difference here, Rob Dog. Sorry to break to you, but that's true with all the art forms.
All right.
It's like comic, you know, those animated people, they used to draw, you know, Disney and Bugs Bunny, they used to draw hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pictures and do all the animation. Now it's all done with computers and stuff, and it just sort of like, they just like diminished everything they did, all their talents. It could be replicated in on an app on their phone now.
Well, that's about all the time that you're going to get on this show. With Laura not here, obviously you get a little more, but that's about enough with the Facebook Live show. But I did have a good time for sure. Send us a penny campaign.
Okay.
Have you done that yet?
Hey, you got a message there from our next guest. So the Send a Penny campaign, that's when you go to Spotify and look up the Dale Robbie Band. That's Dale Robbie, R-O-B-B-I-E. And then he wants you to like stream the music, because if you stream like all his albums, and he's okay if you put it on mute or walk away or whatever, because that'll send somebody else's penny to Rob Dog. And hey, have you made $2 yet?
Yeah, we're at $203. And I haven't got paid for December yet. So
Have you cashed in that money yet? Or
I don't get paid until I make $100. Then they'll write me a check. Yeah, it could be a while, but no worries. I don't make the music that I do isn't because I'm here to make money and I'm looking to go on a tour or any of that stuff. It's good for me. It passes a lot of time, and if I can share some stuff and maybe some thoughts and help people, then I'll do that.
You might make more money if you maybe put some of that Dale Robbie merchandise online. I mean, people can't find it. They can't, like, order it with one click or nothing like that.
No, you have to call me at this moment. And isn't that worth it?
People don't talk on the phone no more, Rob Dog.
Well, we're going to try to bring that back because, you know, I might even come over and bring it to you.
Wow, free delivery. That's about that?
I'm looking just to get out of the house these days because it's too much isolation, Mason.
Yeah, that ain't healthy for you, so it's good to get out.
If you're within 10, 15 minutes, I might just bring it for making myself a whole $5 on a shirt or whatever. I might. You give us a call. What's that number?
The number to reach Rob Dog to get your free delivery is area code 269-872-3049.
There you go. And I guess with that being said, Clay is not going to be able to make it in. He's slammed at work, so he can't do the recording.
I guess we're going to have to talk more about Dixon. You know, Rob Dog.
We'll do that after the end of the break. We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
Hot summer days, cool blue waters, Michigan sunsets, beaches made of gold. Rob!